This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870, Mike DeTeo along with Charlie Long in studio running things. And on our Oakland Hard Jewelers Talk and Text line, our radio color analyst for the Saints. And you'll hear him next week, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. All coverage you want, NFL draft style, almost all day Saturday. And then Friday night, Thursday night, Deuce McAllister joins us now. And Deuce, thanks so much for joining us. Before we talk Saints stuff, I know you're a big basketball fan, so I'm asking you about the Saints bringing in Joe Dumars. For a lot of these guys,
Pelicans bringing in Joe.
Man, okay, man. Too much rolling in my head with all this draft stuff. With Dumars, for a lot of these younger players, they got to look him up in Wikipedia. I mean, now for guys like you and I, we got to see Dumars play, and he was a terrific player for the Pistons, had some early success front office-wise. Man, it really trailed off. And I think that for most people here, it's like that is the big question mark is we know the sum here with Joe Dumars. It's going to be the parts that are put around him to be in his ear about college personnel, pro personnel that could be added to the roster.
Yeah, well, first, you know, we want to congratulate Joe Dumars as far as being named, I guess it's the official title is the Executive Vice President of Basketball. And so I think it's well-deserved. Now, if you've got a gripe with it, and obviously some people do, it could be the process of how it went about. But just knowing Ms. Benson, this was her decision. This was not something that she kind of, you know, and I know it's out there that she leaned on maybe Mickey or maybe even Dennis Lauscher in that regard. Maybe from the financial standpoint, she leaned on him. But the decision to hire Joe Dumars was hers. And I think people have the right to question whether the process should have been a long one or one that played out. I mean, hey, we can have that argument, but this was something that she had probably been contemplating for a while. And if you listen to some of the things that she said, this was something that she had been looking at. I mean, and so this was not an abrupt move to say, hey, Joe Dumars, I've known him, I've met him, I've worked with him. Yes, those are some of the statements that she made, but she's also consulted with some of the players as far as their thoughts. Maybe not necessarily, hey, if we brought Joe in, would you be in support of it? I don't know if that was the exact conversation, but this was not something that was just rushed in a sense. I think that she had identified maybe a couple of other people that she had some interaction with and that she felt like that could lead this team. And she made the call as far to let David Griffith go and, you know, hire Joe Dumars. And, you know, now as an observer for myself, I want to see what changes that he's made, what adaptation that he's made, because some of the comments, and that's really what people are pulling from, some of the comments from his previous stint, I mean, and it still was a NBA championship, but, you know, as things started to go south, and then you question some of the picks, it's like, wait, we can all have hindsight to say 2020 that, oh man, yeah, you should have picked Carmelo Anthony and not Darko. Yeah, we can all say now, oh yeah, you should have picked Dwayne Wade instead of Darko. But a lot of times when you talk about the draft, as we know, it's coming up in the NBA in a couple weeks. Outside of one guy, really, honestly, this year, who would you take at top four? There are a couple guys, young guys, that have potential, but there's one guy, and that's Cooper Flagg, that you feel like that could truly change an organization's projection and trajectory as far as an organization. And so it's going to be intriguing. I mean, will your general manager truly get to run his show, or will Joe be in charge and kind of micromanaging a little bit? Because one thing you can't say about Griff, now you can fuss about who he picked and when they picked him, or we should have got this guy, or you should have traded these picks to get a veteran. But to be able to get a guy like Herb Jones, to be able to get a guy like Jose, to be able to get a guy like Trey Murphy, to be able to get a guy like Misi, to be able to get a guy like Antonio Reeves that looks like it's going to work. I mean, all of us could have picked Zion Williams. You know, we don't need to be, you know, we don't need a lot of years to say, yep, that's the guy I want. But to be able to identify some of those other pieces, I think they've done a really good job in the draft, and that's something that the Pelicans, knock on wood, will have a chance to pick somebody that can make an immediate impact, hopefully here in a couple of weeks. But, you know, what does that process look like with keeping Zion? Because I do know that there are some reports out there that, hey, there's a mandate to trade Zion. You know, and I don't know if that's 100% correct. There's probably some talk of it. But, you know, I think that they are going to allow Joe to say, hey, look, this is what we want. This is where we got to get. How do we get there? And I think that's going to be, you know, his call with his team as well.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Deuce, bottom line with this, David Griffin's unemployed today because he couldn't make it work out with Zion. If it's health issues, relationship issues, maturity issues, maybe all the combination, that's why David Griffin got pink slip. Bottom line.
Well, I wouldn't put it all on Zion.
But a lot.
Some of it on.
A lot of it on Zion, too.
Brandon Ingram.
Yeah.
Not being able to make that work. Not being able to make that work, and then once you saw you weren't going to be able to sign him to an extension, you probably held on to him 6 months to 9 months too long. So I wouldn't put 100% on Zion, but that's the majority of it. I would agree with you there.
Yeah, and so I think that's where all eyes are going to be focused. If he makes, you know, a maneuver with C.J. McCollum, that remains to be seen. But I think all eyes now is how is Joe, and I do think Joe's going to be hands-on. Now, again, you got to have good ears. You got to listen well because your scouts are out there scouting these college players. You know, that's their job. You got to be able to listen well and what fits on your team. But bottom line is that major decision is what all of us are going to be looking at this offseason about Zion.
Yeah, I agree with you. I mean, because that will tell you, you know, where you go as a franchise. I mean, we've been in the window. We've been in that mode for the last couple of years. And we've seen some teams that were in the window. Houston has been a team that was in the window. And it looks like they're going to figure it out. They're the two seed. So we can't continue to use, oh, we're in the window as far as to be able to attract players, or we need a young player, or, you know, CJ was a veteran. CJ was brought in to be that veteran guy to teach some of those young guys how to be a pro. I think he did a pretty good job of that, but that didn't translate to playoffs wins for you. So, you know, I can't scapegoat CJ and say, yep, he was the problem. He did what he was supposed to do. But, you know, you still didn't win playoff games, and I think that's probably the most disappointing part about it.
Deuce, I'm going to throw you a little bit of a curveball here and change the topic to the NFL draft. We're just over a week away from the first round, and Mike and I have talked about all the different position groups. I want to talk about some of the local kids, and I know Trey Harris is someone that you're familiar with. He started out at La Tech before transferring to Ole Miss, played the past couple of years with the Rebels. He's a Lafayette boy, went to Como. Back in Lafayette.
Just he was a quarterback, Deuce. I saw
and
him.
He was throwing
he
to
was
Malik.
A quarterback, and he was throwing it to Malik.
Yeah.
But, man, Trey Harris, I remember when he was decided to leave Tech, we had a short conversation. He told me, I just want to go somewhere where they throw the football a lot. I said, well, where are you headed? He said, Ole Miss. I said, well, don't have to worry about it.
Right.
Lane's going to throw it.
He definitely going to throw it, and Trey would be a lot higher if he didn't have the injuries, you know, down the stretch this past year. I mean, and so I think that held him back a little bit, you know, and I think obviously he's healthy. He's never going to be a guy that's going to be a 4-4 guy, but he's a big physical receiver. And a lot of times, you know, you talk about that window of a receiver. I don't know what his catch radius officially is as far as his wingspan, but I think it's pretty good. And so he's a guy that should be physical at the point of attack with the football, physical coming off the line of scrimmage. It's just going to be in a situation where, hey, do you want to go across the middle? Can you absorb the hits? And then from a route complexity type situation as far as, hey, this is press man. This is what I want you to do. This guy's playing inside coverage. This guy's playing trail technique. Being able to show that he can do all of those things at the next level to be able to say it translate, that's really for Trey. But, I mean, Trey, he should be, in my opinion, he should be a guy that's not on the board after the third round. You know, really, honestly, if he's 100% healthy, he's probably a second rounder, late first, but really probably a second rounder, but definitely a guy that's picked by the third round.
Trey Amos, almost the same story. Now, he went to University of Louisiana first. Then he goes to Alabama. Only bad thing about that, they had Terrion Arnold and Kool-Aid there. So he was watching. He was the third corner. And then, man, how well he played this year for the Rebels at corner. And he ain't no small guy. You know, he's a big corner.
He's a big physical corner, and a thing that for him is to be able to show that he can play man and zone. Because, you know, a lot of times, you know, when you're up there in Oxford, they wanted to put you on the island, but, you know, there are some games where he was matched up man to man, and it was kind of tit for tat. Some of the faster receivers probably gave him a little trouble. So for him, he's got to transition and not be as handsy. But, you know, Trey's probably a guy that, if not late first, I could see early second for sure. But I think, you know, just it all depends on how the draft falls. What's the hot item? You know, is it going to be D-line? Is it going to be tight ends? Where's the run going to be made? He could be a guy that gets squeezed because of the run. When the draft, when they started picking one specific position. But he's a late one to early second type of player. And, you know, another guy, like you said, started out really at two places before he ended up in Oxford.
Yeah, Deuce, save your voice. We got a lot of talking next week we're going to do come draft time.
Well, hey, I was with A-Bear last night.
Oh,
and so
God.
He's primed and getting ready for it. So, you know, I don't know if we need to save our voice, because he's got a whole, we'll call it a dictionary of stuff that he's got to get off and he's going to tell us about.
Thank you, Deuce. I appreciate it.
All right, appreciate it, guys.
All right, Deuce McAllister, our Saints radio color analyst. And again, starting next Thursday at 4 o'clock, full coverage all the way through to the end of round 7, right here on the Big 870 WWL.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more. And get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.